Well, they had been reported back in the 70s. A German scientist named Ule Maschwitz had discovered them in the Malay Peninsula. And he had taken some, and what he noticed when he grabbed them with the forceps, that they exploded suicidally on his forceps. And he took some back to Europe and introduced them to other ants there, and they exploded on them. But he never connected the dots about what the reason for that was. He did show, and this paper shows in better detail, he just was guessing pretty much, that it's the mandibular gland reservoirs, which are hypertrophied, huge. And they normally in ants just occupy a small portion of the head, but in our ants, they're greatly expanded in the head, and they go through the thorax and through the abdomen as well. And so they fill the whole body at some compromise for feeding efficiency. So they can't hold as much crop fluids as other ants their size because they have all this stuff in their bodies. So what we found was that a subset of the ants which have these glands hypertrophied, well, they all the ones that we've studied have a certain chemistry of the products in those glands, and they're called phenolic acetogenins, but they're very rare in other insects. I think I can think of one other insect that has them. And so it's very unusual to find these in ant mandibular glands, and their role is what we're beginning to look at now. But whatever their initial role was, the species basal in the phylogeny, the earliest ones, did not deploy them for suicidal sacrifice. They may have used those compounds in defense, but they didn't kill themselves. They didn't blow themselves up. But some other factor was dragging along this trait and magnifying it, so they had more and more of these compounds in their bodies. And at some point, they had so much that when they grabbed an opponent in battle, so somebody entered their territory, another ant entered their territory, they grab the leg and wrap themselves around the ventral side of that opponent. And when they do that, the mandibular gland compounds come out through the anterior mandibular gland openings, and then they are forced out through pressure because the ant's squeezing itself. They burst through the intersegmental membrane of the ant's abdomen and killing the ant in most cases. But what happens is they're permanently glued to the opponent because the compounds are very sticky. And they tumble from the canopy as a pair into the leaf litter and are eventually eaten by something. So it's intentional self-sacrifice, voluntary self-sacrifice. And we've had a little bit of trouble publishing things because critical reviewers will say, well, all ants will defend to the death, but all ants don't blow themselves up.